Congratulations again on completing the Awesomism Practitioner process. Before we discuss next steps, here are the most common responses that I've received from the collective consciousness of the children to the dimensional soul questions. Question one, these children seem to read minds. Is that happening and how? Response, these children do indeed read minds, and this is partially due to their innate interconnectedness. As I've said before, they literally function as one. The phrase being of one mind is literal for them. Being connected in this way forms so much a part of who they are that they themselves may take the skill for granted and don't assume that it's a talent if asked. For those of you concerned that they may be reading your minds all along, let me state that just like telepathy, reading minds for them is not a word-for-word experience. Rather, it's more likely that they pick up the nuances of your internal dialogues. I will say that more often than not, they are putting thoughts and ideas into your head, especially if they're nonverbal. So when you get a sense of what might be of support to them, try it, even if it makes little sense to you, because it may be their idea. Question two, where are these children when they're not present here? Response. They're either focused in other realms, dimensions, states of consciousness, or are preoccupied with a thought, feeling, or physical experience. Question three, why do these children choose such a hard life? Response, the children do not choose, but the soul does. And this population happens to be a soul group that are here to support the evolution of human consciousness and a collective opening to love beyond what has been understood before. Each individual child needs support, just as anyone in human form does from time to time. The soul, however, knows just what it's doing. And so the child's life process can be trusted as perfect, even with its perceived imperfections. Question four, what dimension or reality are these children from? The vast majority of the children that I've come in contact with are not from the dimensional realms that are common to the Earth. Earth has 12 dimensional realities, and when I initially asked the children, I was told that all of the children were from dimensional experiences beyond this Earth. Since then, I've come to question dimensions, only because from the children's perspective, there are none. We are the ones that have a linear nature. They experience unity. So it may be better to say that they come from places and spaces with different vibrational signatures than that of Earth. The thousands of children that I've connected with also suggest that they have not been incarnated here very often, if at all. And the last occasion was at the time of Lemuria. The template that we set in the first of our modules was originally called the Lemurian Technology of Love, as it resets our energy back to that space in history. Question five, what are these children consciously aware of, and why don't they share their awareness directly with us? Different children are aware through their human neurology of different experiences. What is important to understand here is that their neurology is not typical, meaning that they not only perceive differently, but they also process information in ways that most neurologists cannot fathom. For now, let me suggest that they receive information as fractals and feel that information with their entire bodies. It is challenging for them to translate this information through their human neurology. This is why, for many of these kids, when they are good at something, it's because they just know it. No one had to teach them. They came with it, and their experience here on Earth has simply enhanced what they came here to express. If it is not something they came to express, they're typically uninterested in being taught it. Now on to next steps. For those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, the world of energetically sensitive children is fascinating and provides an awakening for anyone who taps into that consciousness. The collective consciousness of the children hold vast information that may not be fully recognized for years to come. You, however, now have the knowledge and ability to start paving the way for all that they have to share. I find the multidimensional awareness of this population by far the most exciting. I'm so grateful that you've taken this journey, and I assume that you've come out of it with more questions than you have answers. If that's the case, wonderful. If you found the check-in challenging, please don't worry. The practice of connecting to the collective consciousness of the children plugs you into another level of consciousness, which will continue to unfold for you based on two things. One, the amount of practice you put into it, and two, divine timing. I've watched one practitioner after another open to gifts that they never knew they had. I can assure you that something has been opened within you, and the collective consciousness of the children will take it from here. If you feel that you've opened to more that you can consciously digest, fabulous. Ask the children to support you in integrating all that they've offered you. The collective consciousness of the children is very interested in supporting you, but as I said before, you need to ask. If, like so many before you, you feel that life may never be the same now that you know what you know, congratulations. That is precisely what the collective consciousness of the children intended. So what are your next steps? The answer is, that's really up to you. Obviously, you're free to use all the information that you've gained here in any way you see fit. Wow, I'm sincerely grateful that you completed this process, and I'm excited to hear how you're going to use the information moving forward. I have no doubt that the children have called you to this process, but they also will continue to support you as you support them. I wish you nothing but the best as your journey continues. Many blessings.